Gold and Silver. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. It's Sam, RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Well, hello. Yeah, I'm doing good.
I don't know why that was ringing for so long. Do you guys got a like a whole thing, or I was ringing for like 2 minutes?
What happens is I have two lines, but I was doing our radio report on the other line, so
okay.
I couldn't stop and put you on hold or anything. So you just got to ring and ring until I was done with it.
I'll tell you what, I had about 10 more seconds until I was going to let you go and not hear my ring anymore, because I knew you were hearing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so I saw you were looking. You were looking on the website, not to be a spy or anything, but I know you were looking for a couple things here.
Yeah, I was comparing earrings,
okay.
Just kind of getting an idea of Bates offering. And so I'm not doing anything right now, but I did want to compare numbers, and your numbers are good. Obviously, you guys have the best numbers.
We've got
the other
greatest.
Thing I want to talk to you about is I didn't receive
the
report for that diamond.
You didn't get the cert?
No. Maybe I'll look in the mail today. I haven't got it yet anyway.
Did you call me like a couple days ago and ask for it too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought so. That is very weird. I got to call up to my admin and see.
Okay, find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's weird. It's the 60-pointer, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the HVS2. Okay. Yeah, I can check on that
okay.
as well. And yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm trying to figure out what to do about the natural diamond earring programs, because, you know, everything's obviously, especially in an economy like we have here, you know, we're very rural and
yeah.
You know, not a high per capita income level. And so when you've got lab diamonds available, especially for the earrings, it makes it hard. So I'm trying to figure out at what level could I get people interested in doing natural, and so I was just doing research on that. So that's
okay.
What I was doing.
Well, for jewelry in general, it's very, you know, it's different than bridal, like very different than bridal when it comes to
right. Lab
and natural. Like, honestly, if I were to buy a pair of earrings for, like, a girlfriend, if I had a girlfriend or, you know, someone I've been with for a long time, I'd most likely go lab. Just because
yeah. It's,
you know, there's no real value to them, you know, like they lose
right. Them,
they'll buy another pair. They're not super expensive, and you can get a good size out of them. That's why I like the lab diamonds for that reason, like for jewelry.
Right. It's almost like buying, you know, sapphire diamonds or something.
Yeah.
You're treating them as a different kind of a product.
But, yeah, getting someone into a natural diamond, you know, earring is, I guess there's some story that's got to be created behind it to, you know, kind of back it up.
Right.
And, you know, the stones that we have lab diamonds as well, lab diamond studs and natural diamond studs. So we have both. If you want to do like a mix of both and kind of see what they look like, I can, you know, show you a couple pairs and send you some, see if there's something that kind of sticks out to you.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that quite yet. I'm just still kind of feeling out what I'm thinking and what I want to do. The customer I'm targeting, if I do some natural, is we do have some older ranchers, you know, guys that are in their 60s, 70s, maybe even close to 80, that are still, I think natural would be appealing to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I can get them into something that looks like a lot in a natural that's kind of affordable, per se, but I'm just not really ready to pull the trigger on it yet. I'm just trying to kind of work it through in my mind and see what's available. So I'll let you know if I decide I want to do something or...
Yeah.
You guys memo stuff for
Yeah, like, I've been sending these out. They're like candy. I mean, people during the holidays are just buying up studs and last minute, you know,
sure.
guys who forgot to grab something. They're like, all right, now I feel bad, so I'm going to go spend some money, get something quick.
Right.
They walk out with studs or a bracelet or something like that.
Sure.
Like, one of my dad's buddies just texted me, and he was like, hey, where can I go get a tennis bracelet? I need a diamond bracelet. So it's like, just, you know, everyone's looking for stuff like this. So,
right, and of course you guys have that quick overnight turn.
Yeah.
Although we're not guaranteed overnight here because we live in the mountains and there's a path on each side of our valley that quite often in the wintertime, if the weather's really bad, they close the roads, and so and our small airport won't FedEx quit flying into our small airport, which we don't have a long enough runway for the new planes that they're using. So
really? Okay.
We're kind of an island to ourselves in the world out here. So it's a whole different. But the interesting thing is that, you know, even though we don't have a big customer base, we cover a huge amount of areas. You know, the counties out here are large. You know, the states are large, but the counties also are large, and we service three counties. The three counties only have, I think, less than 70,000 people in three counties, but it makes for a whole different type of, just, you know, how we run the business is different than it is for somebody who has their metropolitan area right
there.
Oh,
for sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. But, I'll let you know if I decide I want to do something. And if I have that last-minute guy come in, I will give you a call because you are definitely the most reliable to getting something here quick. So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
All right.
And I know you were looking at the studs and stuff today as well, but
yeah.
Were you looking for – when you were looking at, like, natural diamonds yesterday, the rounds – like near a carat, that also for the studs? Or?
Well, no, that was actually for a customer, but I think he's already flaked out on me, so.
Nah.
Yeah. He's one of those that it wasn't in the store, so he was kind of like, well, okay, you know, call me with some ideas, but then when I called him, he's kind of like, you know, it just was one of those things that if I would have had it here, he might have done it. But
so I got a question just with that. What was it? It was a round. You were looking at a round, like one, like a just at a carat kind of thing, like G to J color.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, just like a nice little piece to have in there. Is, like, would you consider having one in your store? Because I know you said if he came in and you had one, he'd buy it. Like, do you think that would, you know, is that like a normal thing? People come in and they kind of ask you what they have, and if you don't have it, they...
It's, you know, I might get one or two of those a season. It's not a big deal. For me, a lot of it, because we do the bullion sales and stuff, we're busy all the time.
Yeah.
And so the jewelry business, although it is a big deal for us, if it's not easy and if I have to, you know, keep track of memos and do paperwork and, you know, it might not seem like that big of a deal, but then I start to get half a dozen things going that I have to kind of keep track of, per se.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more than I'm willing to do just because, you know, five or six times today I will have to leave what I'm working on in the jewelry side of the business and go and talk to people for half an hour, 45 minutes about why gold prices are what they are and why silver, you know, we have this big, I don't know if you know a lot about what's going on in that business, but silver, there's not a shortage of silver, but there's a shortage of the 1 ounce increments of silver, and the large trading floors are getting, you know, just completely buried with people selling back into the market because the prices are so high, and all of that trickles down to us, and people want us to, you know, just be available to buy and to talk and to do all those things. So
yeah.
It really takes away from me being able to kind of do a lot of other things. I don't do any of my custom stuff in the jewelry this time of year just because I don't have time to sit down and actually anything that needs follow-up is kind of more than I'm willing to work on. So
that's what I'm trying to help you out with here is I know you said you don't want to follow up with people, so if they come in and they have, you know, an inquiry for like a one carat, they want to get married, and you know you don't have a stone. You know, if you don't have a stone in there, like you said, you're kind of in like a rural area, so it's tough for them to, you know, come back out, check out stuff again if they don't like it, you know.
Right.
It would be nice to have like kind of like a stone like that in your possession, just so like if they do come in and they want a stone like that, you have one, you show it to them, they can walk out with it, you got a sale right there. So, and if you had a stone from us, it's got trade on it, so if it doesn't move through the holiday season, someone comes in and wants to get a stone, you know, in the future, you can trade that stone in towards that as long as the stone that you're getting is a dollar more. So you wouldn't be stuck with a stone like that. But it'd be nice to have something in your possession to, you know, have that as a selling point.
Yeah. The other side of that equation, though, is that I also don't want to carry the mountings. So, you know, if I'm getting a stone, it means I'm going to be ordering a mounting too. And, you know, it's more of a process than just having the stone in my store.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have some with mountings as well. Like I have, you know, regular solitaires and
sure.
finished goods as well. So that's another, like you can trade that in as well.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'm not going to do anything right now, but that's good information to know. So, yeah, I appreciate you following up, and I'll let you know if I decide I want to do something. I got some people coming in the store, so I got to get going.
All right, yeah, just let me know. Of course, like
okay,
I can.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.